everyone, and welcome to another Brain Snacks, where you find bite-sized thoughts and tips and strategies that can help your personal growth while learning to live life on your terms. Now, this Brain Snacks is actually a Bibix topic, or business in a box. And remember, this just doesn't center around business owners or people aspiring to be in a business, though of course we welcome you. This is also for anybody who's looking for tips on, a variety of things, having to do with self-help, things such as emotional intelligence or organizational skills or time management. Basically, how to master the corporation of you, if you want to put it that way. So, this actually is messages mother approved, and this is going out to survivors of the darkness virus. Anyway, not going to get into that. You know who you are. Anyway, so let's go ahead. That's a bit of an inside joke. Or is it? Anyway, on to the topic. And this is actually, this is something that I think the Novi felt very compelled to want to speak about, but he was not available. So I will be offering my perspective on this. And this is more of a piece of advice here, which is free advice is the most expensive advice. And why is that? So we'll explain that in just a minute. May not be what you think, but first of all, on to sponsorship. This is actually self-sponsored, and that is made possible by the Dynexum Project. Please reach out to us if you are interested in learning how to become self-sponsored and empower yourself. All right, so, first of all, according to statistics, I want to lay this down with data first before people start getting offended. Because, when I say free advice is the most expensive advice, people say, well, first of all, that's a contradiction. And then other people, they may get offended. They're like, what do you mean that's, the most expensive advice? I give free advice all the time. What are you saying? I just want people to put something into perspective. First of all, statistically speaking, 95% of the population, once they reach the age of 65 and over, are actually what they call struggling financially. And this is within the United States. So I'm referring to within the United States. Let's keep that in context here. Now, what does that mean? So that means if you were to walk outside, chances are it's a very, very big chance that the next person that you're meeting is most likely going to be in that 95%. So what does that mean? If they're the ones giving you advice, they do say that if you're financially struggling, why would you take advice from anybody except someone who is successful? All right, so like I said, I understand that this might be offensive to some people, but hear me out. First of all, people also tend to, this is the problem, people also tend to take advice that they can get from people who are not really reliable resources. If the trend is only that 5% of the people in the United States are financially wealthy after the age of 65, then the rest of the people, the 95%, like we said, they're struggling financially. So chances are you are getting advice from the 95%. Also, chances are you are getting advice from someone who, at best, they have good intentions, but they don't have the experience that may be needed to help them gain that wisdom so they can really help you succeed and offer some really good, genuine guidance. So for this reason, while we say free advice is very well meant, at best, it is costing you because it might be leading you to further confusion. All right, now, also, there's a saying, too, that truly successful people are actually too busy trying to, shall we say, prove that they're right to talk to anybody else except other success-driven people. And those people, when they are talking to those people, they're talking to them about building things, creating things, and solving problems, or they're charging for their advice. All right, so does this mean that the more expensive something is, the better it is? No. So this also looks like I gave you a huge contradiction. But here's what it does mean. It means psychologically, the more you're willing to pay for advice, whether that's money or time to get this advice, because remember, time is money, money is time for a lot of people. So the more willing you are to pay for advice, whether it's through time or money, chances are you're going to feel that it's worth something. And psychologically, you're actually going to make more of an effort to actually use that advice, to actually put that advice so it works for something, makes a solution for you. So that's what we mean when we say that free advice is the most expensive advice, because in a way, people don't value free advice. So, hard lesson, maybe. But chances are, in the end, it's really about you needing to make some kind of effort in order to seek out advice that truly helps you succeed, rather than wait for it to come to you. Because chances are, if you're waiting for advice to come to you, it is advice that may not be tailored for you. So you may have to make some effort to go out and get some advice that's really worthwhile. So anyway, what do you guys think? Do you think this is a hot debate in your circles of success, or do you think there's an easier solution to this? Do you people, I'd really like to hear your comments and your questions. Please message us or comment below. And if you want a more in-depth look into this topic, you can actually watch our shows on becomethesource.com. Until then, this has been another Brain Snacks. I'm L1, and hope you guys have a great day.